Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Never miss a minute.
Download the Todd and Tyler podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, and Spotify.
And stream the show 24/7 at TNTRadioEmpire.com.
Nick is here. Nick's going to do some live comedy. Where's the live comedy at, Nick? Besides on the show this morning.
Thank you.
Yeah, I'm going to be at Farmhand Brewing Company in Erling, Iowa, Friday night at 8 p.m.
Yeah, we don't let Nick do any bits on the show. He tries to squeeze him in, but we never let him do it. that's a bit, isn't it? You're going to start a bit.
Trying to wedge him in.
That guy's balls are wrecked yesterday. You mentioned that. And now you were leading into a bit, and we stopped you right there.
So I says to the guy.
He said, yeah.
Man, that guy's balls were a wreck.
Yeah, they were. We were talking about B.B. King's balls there.
Oh, yeah. A wreck.
Yeah.
Not a wreck.
Yeah.
No. They'd been through the ringer.
Yeah, you're right.
He got gored by a ram.
Yeah. So imagine B.B. King's balls, if you will.
Crushed by a ram.
I sound like a... That's a Twilight Zone. Imagine B.B. King's balls, if you will. Imagine that. Yeah.
Tonight is National Girls Night.
Wow!
So get ready for your teddies and pillow fights.
Is that what they do?
Oh, okay.
When they're together by themselves.
That's what
outside?
It says here. Oh. National Girls Night. Be. Teddies and pillow fights.
It's got to be.
All the girls get together and have a slumber party.
Yeah.
Sometime.
Yep. Right. Yeah. Right. There's pillow
about,
fights in
and
the street
about the
tonight.
Boys. Talk about the mm-hmm. pillow fights in the street tonight.
That's right.
I like that.
The Chardonnay is flowing.
I love that.
Hey,
song.
I like Chardonnay.
Yeah, and the White Claw.
Yeah, another round of White Claws.
Yeah.
Oh, that is prime night for a panty raid, too.
Yes, it is.
You catch them off guard.
Yeah.
You put a little Chardonnay
they're in their panties, too, the whole time.
Yeah. No.
They'll never see those panties again.
They are not wearing panties. They're wearing nothing but a T-shirt or like a football jersey and nothing
underneath. Or a slingshot is another word for a wife beater.
Okay.
Yeah,
really?
Somebody on Twitter said they're called slingshot.
Oh, I thought a slingshot was one of those bikinis that came over, you know, the bottom actually goes up. They're like suspenders. You've seen the
just like
really skinny
like
bikini.
Borat.
Oh, yes, I'm thinking of Borat for some reason.
Yeah.
that's on me. Thank you,
that's
Nick.
The thing.
That look.
Okay, well, no, apparently slingshot is...
I thought that was a slingshot.
I don't know.
You mentioned the White Claws there. Did you see they're making higher alcohol content White Claws?
No!
Yeah.
All right.
Is it 8%?
Yeah.
Is it really?
Yeah. They're called White Claw.
Well, if I'm going to get a buzz on, it better be 8 because 5 is nothing.
But a lot of those things are 8%.
Are they really?
Yeah.
I don't drink them usually.
Oh, have they been the whole time?
Yeah. Well, I mean, some of the brands I know.
Are 8%? Okay. All right.
Yeah. The Smirnoff Ice brands I know.
Oh, and they're 8?
Yeah. And there's, I'm sure, a lot of others as well. I just rattled off one that I'm aware of.
So we need them.
So that makes them more dangerous as a mixer.
Yeah, it does, because you add vodka to an 8%er.
There goes your afternoon.
Yeah, we were talking about the sour that is needed for drinks the other day.
Mm-hmm.
And I noticed there was a bottle of sweet and sour in our fridge here.
I saw that.
So
on our fridge?
Yeah, somebody's making cocktails. Or did somebody give that to us? Usually we're the ones making cocktails.
In this fridge here?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. There's been some construction guys around. They're probably drinking.
Yeah, there's all kinds of people.
They're drinking in there. Yeah.
I think the last couple months, this place has just been a frat house for engineers.
Oh, yeah, they're drinking.
They've been here like 27 hours a day.
Exactly, right.
That's impressive.
And they look like a bunch of drunks, too.
Yeah,
the
interesting.
I see walking around.
Right.
By the way, I'm saying that from a guy that looks like a drunk.
Oh, yeah.
So don't be mad.
Takes
it's
one
easier to
know
to spot.
It does.
Right.
You know, it's like walking into a gay bar, he People think you're gay.
You can get your work done and still be a drunk.
Right.
Is what we hear.
Yeah. Yes. Yes.
Some people have a problem with that, right, from what I understand. Yeah. I know any number of people who could be drunks and still get their work done.
Damn right. Maybe not drunk, but drunks in general, right?
Yeah.
We're never drunk here.
Alcohol dependent.
That's right. Always like when somebody points out you're drunk.
Right.
Like, you're drunk. You're like, yeah, I am.
No, I get that.
If they could only tell you something that you were unaware of.
I get
that. Of which you were unaware.
Sometimes I'm not aware of the degree.
Oh, I can see that.
Yeah. I got to be reminded that.
We get back to our hotel room in Lawrence, and my wife's already in bed. And my son and I get back. He drove me home from the sports bar after the Penn State game. And I was pretty tuned up. And I had the controller. And I love when kids don't, you know, he doesn't party, so he's still just a kid, so good for him. He'll eventually find his way, I'm sure. But I have the controller, the TV. I'm trying to find sports on some, and I just hit some button on there that just makes it go, you know, it's just a blank page. It says audio, Roku, all kinds of stuff. Yeah. And he just starts laughing his ass off.
Hit the menu.
I mean, and it was hilarious because I know why he's laughing, because I just sit down, I'm going to change the channel. Bloop. And the first thing I do, it's just gone. It's just gone. And I hear him like, he's laughing his ass off in his bed.
I got to be reminded when
I was like saying, basically, he was laughing. I was like, you're drunk.
Yeah, there's dad again.
Yeah, right. There's dad again.
He's been laughing at that for a long
time.
Oh,
yeah, yes.
At least he's laughing.
Yeah.
When I'm loud.
Yeah, dad, stop.
When I'm drunk,
it.
My volume goes way up.
Yeah. Old Boogie, man. You get him going. He's loud as hell.
Well, it's time
you
to
can't
partake.
Turn down the Boogie.
Well, you're loud sober.
I know I am. Yeah. I know I am.
When I get drunk, I'm about as loud as you.
Yeah, you're right. That's a good point. You are.
Well, no, your drunk loud is his normal loud.
Right.
Right.
And his drunk loud is good God.
Deafening.
Know. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, it is. I'm
sure. You know what else sucks? They're like, you all right?
Yeah.
Thought so.
Yeah. What's the big deal?
But I'm rethinking that answer.
Yeah. Right. Am I not?
Yeah.
You got to bring a decibel meter to the next drunk fest.
Right. Oh, I don't think we want to do that.
Oh, yeah. I just like a number as to how loud we actually are. They're louder than a 747. When drunk, Tyler is louder than a 747.
It's less damaging for you to mow the lawn than it is to be next to Tyler when he's drunk.
If you bought your Mega Millions ticket for last night's drawing at a pizza shop in New York City, you might be the winner.
Oh, good for them. Damn it.
Man, I had
I should have played.
New York pizza over the weekend. That is the way pizza's supposed to be.
Of course it is. New York style is the best pizza ever.
Yeah, you can like what you want to like, but
but you're wrong.
Did you fold it up?
Yep.
Like it was meant to be. Yes, pizza is meant to be folded.
Yep. Just like Travolta does there in the beginning of Saturday Night Fever, walking down the street.
I love Chicago-style pizza.
No.
But you can't eat more than like one slice.
That's it. That's
the
problem.
I want to eat more than one slice of pizza.
So do I. A lot.
Same with that Detroit-style pizza.
What is Detroit-style?
It's a
dish.
It's also deep dish, too?
It's a pan, and I think the sauce is on top.
Yeah.
That's the difference.
That's lasagna, basically, if you put meat on there.
Yeah, there's like casserole pizzas.
Yeah.
By the way, all pizza's great. New York-style is the best.
Absolutely. Yeah. But like I said, the times I've had Chicago, like true Chicago style.
Yeah, you can't eat more than one slice.
I've put the second slice.
Yeah, we want to pig out, man.
I put the second slice on my plate, and right. I lose.
Yeah. No, the pizza you should be able to hold in your hand.
Yeah.
The Chicago style pizza.
Where'd you get
fall
the
apart.
Tell me off the air. Yeah.
It's the place that we always used to get it.
Oh, okay. Right. Oh, that's excellent.
Some guy named Frank.
Oh, yeah.
My pizza.
Yeah. It's his, yeah.
Pizza sounds really good.
It does right now.
In general.
When does pizza not sound good?
I do not have a solid feeling about which one I prefer over another.
I'm not hating on the other kind, but but I will pick one. I like them all, but I like New York style better.
That was the last style I was introduced to.
Yeah.
But if you were forced to choose? You couldn't decide?
I just don't care.
Yeah. It'd be like Sophie's Choice, you know, which one do you kill?
No, because there's some caring
like
in there.
Yeah, Sophie cared.
Yeah, she cared.
I know she cared.
Craig doesn't care.
That's a good point.
I'll be grateful. Oh, yeah. Good, it's pizza.
Yeah, it is
well,
here.
Well, I am that way. I will not turn down pizza. I'm not a pizza snob by any stretch of the imagination.
No. But And again, I don't get to choose. Not like I get to choose which pizza place we get pizza from.
Oh, when you get to the house?
I'm not the chooser.
I'm not the chooser either, usually.
So that's another reason why I can't care.
I always take myself out of that decision, too. Yeah. Just like, let me know.
Yeah.
Because as soon as you throw your choice in there, then it tips the scales and everybody's fighting over where to get it from.
Right.
Now, here's where you can have too much pizza. Is if you're going to little gatherings, and a lot of the gatherings feature pizza, I don't want to eat pizza three times a week.
No, I don't either. I want to, but you can't.
You shouldn't.
Then you become a big fat ass.
Easily could.
Then you're fat.
There's times I'll crave like a frozen pizza.
Yep.
And they're not even very good.
No, they're not. No. But I'll still eat them.
But you'll still eat them.
Oh, yeah.
Well,
yeah.
It's comfort. I think part of that might be
convenient. And it's comfort food.
And it's comfort. You're familiar with that from 100 years ago.
Right. Yep.
Kristen in Wichita loves a certain, I won't mention their name, brand of breakfast pizza because it's got heroin in it.
Oh, really?
Oh, that's good.
Heroin. And it's foldable.
I've had that one. I've had that one, and she's right.
Yeah. So that's the secret ingredient.
Mm-hmm. Kristen's a dude.
All right.
So the jackpot that you did not win last night was $432.
Mentioned New York.
You said Christian. You said Christian.
Which is a unisex name.
It is a unisex name.
I'm not familiar with females being named that.
I never heard of a female either.
I know of one.
Okay.
So
is it rare for somebody from like New York City to win the lottery?
That is weird. It's usually like a town, it's a small town kind of thing usually for some reason.
Yeah, it's some guy from Albion, Nebraska.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and he just stays there and dies.
So now you'll only be able to win the $20 million next time.
Yeah. Not even worth it.
The Powerball's still up there, isn't it?
Powerball's still up there, as I understand.
So one ticket in New York City, that's it? For how much? How much?
$432.
Holy.
Oh, they might be able to buy a house in Manhattan for that.
Yeah, you're right.
Or part of the Mets.
All right. Yeah, you're right.
I think I saw the story, and you're going to hate this, Nick, because it was about the Broncos.
Mm-hmm.
But they're, I guess they're...
He hates they exist.
Yeah. Well, pisses me off. They're probably going to play again this weekend. Yeah. Sucks.
Well, I guess since the owner, since Bolin died, they may be selling the team.
Okay.
And they said that the team, they want Peyton Manning in.
As ownership. Okay, yeah.
And Elway wants in, but they said that they don't think either of those guys has enough to be majority owner.
Oh, I don't think so either.
Probably not.
It's a fortune anymore.
Even Peyton.
Right?
I mean, I'm sure Peyton made a fortune.
No, he has. And I saw an interview with Peyton about, becoming it was the Bob Costas thing. Bob Costas asked Peyton on, and they asked Peyton Manning about, because after he did the speech at the Hall of Fame, they were talking about him being the commissioner someday. And he goes, I don't really have my eye on that. I just love the game, want to promote the game. Because I'm always asked about ownership, and I always say, do you have $500 million you can give me? He's not that kind of rich.
Right.
He's not that kind of rich.
This says
he's loaded, but he's not that kind of rich.
This says he made $250 million in the NFL and has total around $400 million.
Yeah, and that's not owning a team.
And then he'd have to liquidate everything he has. Yeah.
And still not own the team.
He made more in endorsements.
No.
$150 million in endorsements.
Yeah, I guess that's
good. That's a lot of money.
It's like, what can make the Broncos suck more? If Elway and Manning own them.
You would hate
I
him.
Knew it was going to piss
you
off.
You would hate
him
so much, Nick.
Apparently, the Eli and Peyton show did pretty well in the ring.
I got to watch that next time.
Oh, yeah.
They grew the audience a little bit. It may have been small to begin with. But
it was.
Like the audience doubled.
Yeah, they're not on screen, are they?
Yeah.
I want to see the game full screen.
It's probably a 70% of the screen is the game, and then they kind of split screen stack them down the one side.
It really doesn't compromise.
Oh, it doesn't.
The game, and they're just on the.
I got a huge.
They're just on the
TV.
Left side of the screen,
and it is interesting to listen.
I like both those guys,
And I liked it when they had Gronk on, and I just went away when Favre came on because he's an asshat.
Yeah, anti-vax.
He's just a dick to be
copper wearing.
Minnesota Vikings legend Brett Favre.
I didn't like that guy before the pandemic.
Yeah. Oh, actually, I kind of did. He's,
Boy, this says the Broncos, that Forbes values them at $3.75 billion.
There you go, Nick. Buy them and fold them.
That's what somebody needs to do.
Nick would buy them and fold them.
Move them to, middle of nowhere, and Idaho or something, and just let it rot.
You got that kind of money. Kind of money that closed out a football team money.
That would be great.
The viewership wasn't that bad. In week one, it was 800,000.
I heard it's good.
In week one, it was 800,000. They more than doubled that in week two to 1.9 mil. And that's more than a lot of shows
get. Is that a good number?
Yeah.
I don't know what a good number is.
They're getting good press and they're funny guys.
Certainly a lot of cable.
Yeah. Because that's not.
A lot of them don't even get a million.
That's not network.
Yeah. And they got up to 1.9 mil.
Now, obviously, ESPN is running that, so they're running their own company against their own company then on Thursday nights.
Monday night.
So they just figure they don't care. They don't care as long as they both own it.
If you're advertising, we'll take your money.
Yeah, exactly.
Right. As long as it's within the company, I'm sure they don't
care. I'll check it out next Monday. Who's playing?
Eagles, Cowboys.
Okay. Well, I'll watch out a little bit.
It threw me off because I saw on Twitter that it looks like Manning's thing is called Omaha Productions.
Yes, I saw that too, Nick.
Oh, because of Omaha?
Yeah. Yeah, I thought about turning it on this week, but I didn't want to watch it when my team was on.
Oh.
You know?
Yeah, you want to watch the game.
I wanted to watch the actual game call when my team was on.
I don't want to watch 10 seconds of that.
No. That's right. You hate Manning. You don't hate Eli so much. You
not
hate
like
Peyton.
Eli.
Yeah, Eli beat the Patriots twice.
Twice.
We got to like him.
That's too bad. I find both of them kind of amusing.
Well, I understand. Yeah,
both of them entertaining.
When he was playing, I thought Eli was kind of a lump. But since he's retired and he's been in the media a little bit more, he's actually pretty good.
Yeah. Well, he's got two rings.
Right. Yeah. He's like Peyton's straight man.
Yeah.
Yeah. They work well together. Ooh, pizza on a pellet grill. You ever tried that?
Nick tried the.
How about an open fire?
Nick tried to do an open fire pizza during the pandemic, and that went horribly, right?
That was horrible.
It did.
That thing
Stop
is now,
talking about pizza.
That pizza is now propping
unless
up.
Unless we're getting pizza right now, I don't want to talk about it.
That pizza is now propping up Nick's foundation of his house.
Yeah.
It's useful.
I mean, I got the pellet grill. I've never thrown a pizza on there before. Right. Perhaps I should.
Wouldn't it take like 9 hours?
I was going to say, you want to slow roast a pizza?
No, not necessarily.
Yeah. Pizza ovens are always pretty hot. That thing doesn't get. What, more than 200 degrees or so?
You can slow cook it.
Oh, no, you can put it up to 400.
Oh, can you?
I think you want to slow cook it.
Oh, my God.
That's the idea.
Wow. You becoming your parents. No one cares.
That just seems like the ultimate tease if you got a pizza on the smoker.
A slow roasting pizza,
for
right.
6 hours or
That's
something.
That's perfect. Say, can't do anything else. Got to watch that pizza.
Generally, when I want a pizza, I'm pissed.
I'm pissed as it 20 minutes.
Well, just preheating the oven takes too long.
Yes, it does.
Let's go. I want my pizza now.
Stop talking about pizza. Go ahead, Craig. Just making me hungry for pizza.
I bet the powder budget's crazy for that Manning show. That dude's forehead. It's an all-day process.
I love that he embraces the giant forehead.
Yeah, he does now.
He makes them.
Right. The powder budget.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
More than a dozen hunters are being cited for killing too many squirrels in Missouri.
That's a weekend, isn't it?
You gotta eat.
Most Missouri hunters, you gotta eat.
The state's Department of Conservation said 16 hunters got citations after agents found they'd kill 471 squirrels in 2 days.
Man,
that's a lot.
What's the bag limit on the squirrels?
Less 20. Than 471.
10 squirrels a day, and you can only have 20.
Man, we are talking some hillbillies. You're just out just blowing away 30 squirrels a minute.
It is a minute.
Jesus. You know, I'm not a hunter, but I knew guys that hunt squirrels. Actually, not many, because it's really toothless kind of stuff. It really is, man. And I knew some redneck hunters in Pennsylvania growing up, but I didn't know the guy. Hey, let's go to shoot some squirrels. Shut up.
And Nick's right. It takes a lot to make a meal.
Yeah.
You know? It's like chicken wings.
Well, how would you even find that many squirrels?
Are there too many squirrels? Is like a deforestation of squirrels? They want to get rid of them?
Well, I haven't heard about that.
Okay.
But it's illegal for them to kill so many. There is a limit.
Got it. All right.
There is a limit. It's 10 squirrels a day, and you can only have 20 at a time.
Well, you got to make a hat, too, a squirrel hat with it, right?
They just like them because there's a lot of them. They can shoot a lot.
Exactly.
Let's kill them all.
That's like deliverance stuff right there.
But it doesn't even sound like, I know farmers, ranchers who go out and kill a bunch of prairie dogs because the cattle step in the prairie dog holes.
Yeah. This is just like a squirrel's in a tree in the woods trying to find a nut, and he's just blown out of the tree.
Dead. They'll kill coyotes.
Yeah, what a dick.
Because they're threatening their cat.
Yeah, I get that.
Things like that.
I didn't look into this, but at the same time, if they're carrying around with them 471 squirrels.
It's got to be heavy.
There is a purpose that is not just elimination of life.
Yeah, they're into it.
Yeah. You're making a blanket.
Or a stew.
God, that's
you can do both. Right.
They're probably all in the back of the truck. If they could count how many they had.
You know what's better than squirrel stew?
No.
Every other stew. How many squirrels you killed today, Ray?
11.
11? That's not many,
one
man.
Too many.
One over the limit.
One too many, Ray.
60.
You're in trouble.
Now you're part of the crew.
That means they're in a bunch of a blonde guys killing 60 squirrels. Yeah. They must be hanging out in packs.
I bet you they're great on pizza.
Right.
Yep.
Oh, by the way, Clint
I'd
says,
try it.
12 minutes on a pellet grill at 400 degrees.
Can
you wait 12 minutes?
But how long does it take to get the pellet grill up to 400?
There you go.
About 12 minutes.
That's preheat.
Oh, so that's almost half an hour that you're looking at for your pizza.
Who's got time for that?
You're lying. It takes a minute to get that thing hot.
Well, try it, Todd, and let us know how it goes for you.
Right. I will.
Won't be tonight, though. She had pizza last night.
Probably not tonight.
All right.
Eddie, you got to find some squirrels.
Yeah.
And squirrels. I got the pellet gun. The pellet gun and the pellet grill.
Squirrels.
Perfect. Squirrel pizza.
He says squirrels and I love, doesn't he?
Oh.
He does say squirrels. And he didn't say killing squirrels. He just likes squirrels. Even Tom T. Hall ain't blowing away squirrels.
No.
All right. Anymore. All right. He's dead now.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler, and our podcasts now are easier than ever to find.
Just download the iHeartRadio app and search Todd and Tyler.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.